Oh, we'll be there soon. I can smell it. But I want to know how you're feeling. You travel very well. I'm envious of your ability to nap anywhere. Though you look sweet when you rest, your face is so peaceful. Oh, I couldn't nap. I've never seen so many trees. I wanted to see them all. Have you ever noticed how they're all different? Even the ones with the same color bark around them? And when they don't have leaves, the branches look like veins in a heart, reaching for the sky. Are you laughing at me? This is serious. We're almost to the ocean. You better be ready. I'm paying you a lot for this job. I told you, I'm giving you an ancient treasure of my people in exchange for your help, but I can't get to it until you save them. I would never go back on my word. We've traveled for weeks now. Don't you trust me? I thought we were closer now. Maybe friends, even. Am I wrong? No. But you thought I was lying at first? What? I am very truthful. I'm glad you consider me a friend, too. You would have broken my heart if you said otherwise. When did you start to believe me if you thought I was lying at first? When I was scared of the birds. That crow was enormous. At least the size of a picnic basket. You can't blame me for giving him an offering as I passed. He didn't move at all as I approached. I was almost certain I was in his domain. You laugh a great deal at my discoveries about your land. But I'm happy to amuse you. Your laughter is beautiful, and so is your smile. Oh? You'll teach me how to nap. I just have to move closer to you. Okay. Oh, so the first step of napping is you put your arm around me. And then I rest my head on you. Ah, oh, I like napping. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk. Okay. I can hear your heartbeat. Yeah. Why is it going fast? All right. Wake me up when we get there, okay? What's the point of a nap if you wake up tired? Oh, we're here. Isn't it beautiful? Wait till you see. Everything is under the water. Yes, it's just a small cove. There aren't many of us. Yes, I'll walk out to the water with you and then... Ow! don't know how you're supposed to walk on these stilts. It's very hard having two. Oh, just throw me in the water. Oh, or pick me up like a bride. Thank you. With your magic, are you going to be able to... Oh. Wow. I guess magic that manipulates water would also be able to manipulate the air in the water. How long can you breathe? Perfect. And I'll be able to hear you. I can't wait to have my fins again. Wait. Sorry, I'm just a little scared. I know this is all I've been able to talk about, but... I don't know. I'm worried I'll fall asleep too. Promise you'll wake me up if that happens. I know, I just... It took me weeks of travel to find you, and my sisters have been asleep the whole time. They've lost days, weeks. I know. Magic like yours is so rare. I should feel lucky for finding you as quickly as I did. You feel lucky? Stop. You make me blush so easily. I mean it, though. You are so understanding, so trusting. I just can't stand the thought of being gone for so long, unconscious and unaware, for something that wasn't even my fault. Oh, I never told you. I guess I should. Some pirate ship was in the shallows near our cove getting attacked. A bunch of treasure fell off, and this orb fell with it. I saw one of my sisters try to swim to it, and then she just stopped. I saw it happen to two others, and then I swam away as fast as I could. Yeah, I was able to find a fishing wizard. I traded him a song for a pair of legs, but I think he made me too tall. Yeah, they were tall enough to see you in a crowd. Looking for you, oh, I was so relieved. And you're very easy to talk to. Getting to know you has been the one bright spot about this whole ordeal. And I trust you. I know you're capable. Yeah, I'm ready. I'll swim beside you for as long as I can. All right, let's go. The two of you vanish under the water, holding hands. She leads you to a secret underground tunnel, and the sight of the sunlight glinting off her fins is something to behold. You feel the pressure of the ocean around the air bubble your head is encased in. But there's a comfort in being surrounded by water. After all, it is your specialty. The tunnel opens up, revealing a small mermaid cove. There are strings of pearls and bright coral, beds made of seashells, and... six mermaids, sleeping with their tails pointing to the surface. You feel the hum of magic in your veins. And see a large black sphere It is menacing and unmoving. And for a moment, you think you understand why she was scared of the crow. Her hand squeezes yours tighter, and you swim forward. Your eyelids feel heavy the closer you swim. And you take deep lungfuls of air from the bubble you've encased yourself in. In through the nose, and out through the mouth. You are aware of every inch of your body as you move forward. The muscles in your neck, the feel of your hands moving through the water, the gentle expansion and swell of your chest, the kicking of your legs. Your mermaid falls behind shortly after, and you know sleep has taken her, but you press on. Your vision begins to blur at the edges. You reach out, your fingertips almost brushing against it. The magic in your hands gathers, and you know what you must do. You just hope you can do it before sleep overcomes you. You feel your magic leave your body, and then everything goes dark. You're awake. You don't have to stay awake for long. Yes, I'm okay. Everyone is okay. You did it. Thank you so much. I wanted to give you your treasure as soon as possible. Here, give me your hand. It's beautiful, isn't it? A ring with the biggest sapphire you've ever seen. When you wear it, you'll be able to breathe underwater and have fins like we do. Yes, it's my engagement ring, actually. You don't have to, we don't have to right away, but I've come to care for you so much. I want to be with you, and I think we would be great together. What do you think? Oh, you've made me so happy. Thank you. You're my hero, and you deserve to rest. Close your eyes. I'll stay with you, and I'll be here when you wake up. I promise.